This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joining us, not from Capitol Hill, but he does join us each week. This week, he's in New York. CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Scott, good afternoon. So we will get to the fact of why you're in New York in a moment, but I wanted to start with this big wave of lawsuits all aiming to try to stop the mass federal government layoffs that the Trump administration wants.
With huge impact throughout Southeast Pennsylvania here, hundreds if not thousands of local federal workers could be impacted. We're now up to nearly 100 lawsuits, legal challenges against the Trump administration, against some of their first month policies, which includes cutbacks at those federal agencies from the National Archives to the U.S. Agency for International Development, and pending to the Veterans Affairs Department, even the military in the coming days and weeks. These lawsuits have succeeded, Michelle, in slowing down some of the employment moves, but not stopping them. There has been a purge of thousands of federal employees so far, with more to come, with untold impact on, you know, the services we consume, but a definite impact on the workforce itself.
Now, I know you're in New York today and you're covering the criminal case against Mayor Eric Adams. Can you explain the impact of this and how it could potentially affect federal prosecutions across the country, including right here in Philly?
Yeah, this story is now so much bigger than just New York City's mayor. It has metastasized into something quite different. For about an hour and a half this afternoon, the Department of Justice, now led by allies of President Trump, tried to convince a judge to drop this criminal corruption case against New York's mayor, accused of trading official government favors for gifts and travel perks. And part of the argument they gave the judge was that if the mayor is still facing criminal charges, the mayor is distracted from helping to execute his job, which includes helping the president enact immigration reforms. That is untraditional. Haven't seen this before. Both parties arguing for a dismissal, arguing that it would help the president. A judge will consider over the coming days whether to accept that request. Probably will. There's very few other options, but there's concern that this could cascade and make other prosecutors from Pennsylvania through California less interested in taking up a case against anybody who's aligned with the president.
Now, Congress is nearing that big deadline to avert a government shutdown. As millions prepare to file their tax returns, there's so many implications for so many people.
And speaking about federal workers, they would not get paid if the government shuts down March 14th. And we've talked about these deadlines before, Michelle, but this one's different. This one's far more serious. The U.S. House and Senate both have to pass spending bills to avert a shutdown. Right now in the U.S. House, their majority, the Republicans, have just one vote to spare to pass anything. And what's been noted over the past month is that Republicans and the president have napalmed some of the bridges that were built with Democrats. To get Democratic votes to get this thing passed is a very heavy lift. And there is a real concern, Michelle. The prospect of a government shutdown is rising quickly.
All right. CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Scott, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Michelle.
true crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.